From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces have battled their way into Mosul city limits, seizing control of state television facilities Tuesday. Lieutenant Ali Abdul Karim said once an area is encircled, they block any entries and exits to keep suicide bombers away, and then search houses, buildings, and factories for Islamic State fighters and freeing families. The two-week Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages and approaches the city from different directions to cut off escape routes by IS defenders. U.S. Coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said they're being boxed in with few options.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul, and the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Meanwhile, UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says it appears IS defenders are trying to use civilians as human shields.
We urge parties to the conflict to ensure that international law is strictly observed, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. All feasible precautions must be taken to avoid and minimize the loss of civilian lives and injury to civilians.
Special U.S. Anti-Terror Envoy Brett McGurk told VOA he's optimistic about the Mosul operation. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met with Niger Delta officials as a way to end a wave of attacks on the country's oil pipelines. Representatives of the militant group claiming most of the attacks, the Niger Avengers, were not present. Regional leaders demand the army pull out of the region and spend more on development. This is VOA News.